ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नित्यनामिनि नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो दिस इज द फोर्थ चैप्टर that we are discussing in this section on gradual development of bhakti. That is what we are discussing from Madhurya Kadambini basically. The whole theme is taken from some additional inputs from some other writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also been added. So, in the 16th chapter, 16, 17, 18, sorry, in the 15th chapter we discussed about the general nature of bhakti, how one gets faith and all that. Then 16th chapter we discussed about Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha and Anishtita Bhajana Kriya. That was 16th chapter. 17th chapter we discussed about Anartha Nivritti, removing unwanted habits. And 18th chapter we started, though we wanted to complete, but then last minute mein kuch urgent things came up. So we could not complete, but half chapter we have completed already. So this chapter will be about Nishta. Nishta and Ruchi. So let's do a quick recap of what we have seen in Nishta and Ruchi. Actually Ruchi takam ponche nahi the, Nishta ka hi discussion chal raha tha. So chapter 16 and 17 discuss Anartha Nivritti. Especially at the stage of Anishtita Bhajana Kriya. So, this chapter discusses Nishta and Ruchi. Before devotees attain Nishta, there is a presence of abundant unwanted habits that make them lightning rods for the modes of passion and ignorance. Which means, they absorb passion and ignorance. Awake or asleep, such devotees are easy targets. Even when they are asleep, they are targets of the influence of mode of passion and ignorance, which manifest in the form of lust, anger, envy, greed, like that. When passion predominates, they feel sexually disturbed and therefore humiliated. So sexually disturbed to hoga, but the result of that, see, sexual disturbance is due to the influence of the swabhava, and feeling humiliated is the result of the value system bhakti that they have received. Yushamanas chatan kaman dukko darkams chagarhaya, a feeling of regret, repentance. When goodness defeats passion, they find themselves hoping for imminent deliverance from material life. That is the nature of influence of mode of goodness influence, that they want deliverance. But when ignorance defeats goodness and passion, such devotees despair. Matlab that repentance may tend to go into the zone of depression. So matlab already passion ke wajah se they are getting beaten up. So they become despondent due to the shraddha, regret. But when that regret, when mode of ignorance acts on that regret, then that regret becomes depression. And the person goes into depression and he is, actually genuine regret makes that person progress further. But when that regret regresses into depression, then it becomes all the more difficult. Sincere Shiromani. Despite the deadline. No compromise on nourishment. Abhi, inka to life hi deadline. So such devotees despair until most of their bad habits leave the heart devotees are unable to become steady in their spiritual practices. So this is the stage of Anishtita Bhajana Kriya. So we are discussing now, recapping what we saw last time, which was long time back, about Nishta. So this chapter talks about Nishta and Ruchi. The other chapter we could complete. But as Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kamalo Bhadayasche Chete Eter Anaviddham Stitam Sattve Prasidati, as modes of passion and ignorance subside and mode of goodness becomes increasingly dominant, then these five obstacles which are very common at the stage of Anishtita Bhajana Kriya, they slowly start vanishing. They are Laya, Vikshepa, Apratipatti, Rasaswada and Kashaya. These five things we have seen. Sleep, distraction, lack of taste, unwanted bad habits and attachment to sense gratification. Unlike the lower modes, goodness is conducive to spiritual progress. Okay, this is indicated. Again, he quotes Tada Rajastamo Bhava. Srila Prabhupada translates the word anaviddham, means without being affected, which indicates that even though the symptoms of passion and ignorance may still linger in the heart, but they no longer influence a devotee's behavior. Matlab, when a beautiful woman passes by, he may, the desire to look at that person may be there, but he will not respond to it because he has sufficient strength to resist it. So this is still, this means anaviddham. Anaviddham means not influenced by or covered by. Cheteter muktam. It's not that there is complete destruction of rajas and tamas, but it is the power of those rajas and tamas impressions is not strong enough to affect this practice of devotional service, steady practice of devotional service. He may get a desire to turn and look, but he has sufficient strength to not do it. So while he is browsing the internet, something tempting may come up, but he has sufficient strength to resist it. This is Nishta. This is indeed a welcome state of affairs. When devotees achieve steadiness, they no longer expend most of their energy battling their conditioned nature. Instead, they direct their full attention to serving Krishna with devotion. Which means there is no Vishaya Sangara, there is no Niyamakshama. They have crossed it. The unwavering, undivided standard of service to the Lord, characteristic of Nishta, is equivalent to the state of self satisfaction. ये जो निष्ठा का स्तर है भक्ति में, जो ज्ञान 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 योग का प्रोग्रेस में, दिस इट इज सिमिलर टू ब्रह्मभूत स्टेज. ब्रह्मभूत प्रसन्नात्मा न शोचति न कांक्षति. शोचति इज इग्नोरेंस, कांक्षति इज पैशन. समस्त सर्वेश भूतेषु इक्वानिमस, मोर और लेस सिमिलर टू द स्टेज ऑफ गुडनेस. स्थितम सत्वे प्रसीदति मद्भक्तिम लभते परम, लाइक दैट. डिवोटीज इन सच अ स्टेट क्वालिफाइड टू परफॉर्म ट्रांसेंडेंटल सर्विस पराभक्ति मद्भक्तिम लभते परम. In other words, the platform of steady devotional service, although not a transcendental state, it is not the stage of transcendence. Shiromani part 2. Deadline plus ill health, but still. Shiromani part 3. Every day deadline.
Every day deadline. This gives the strength to continue.
The significant thinning of unwanted habits at the stage of steadiness indicates the last skirmish in the conquest of unruly mind. Nishta ka star pe, last skirmish means the tussle with the unruly mind. Matlab, a tussle जीत गए तो नो मोर स्ट्रगल विथ माइंड. क्लियर इंटेलिजेंस विजिबली डोमिनेट्स द स्टडी डिवोटीज बिहेवियर. सी एक्चुअली द पर्पस इज नॉट टू एक्ट ऑन द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस. Our aim is to act on the platform of mind only. Ultimate aim. But the means is by subduing the mind through intelligence. So at the stage of materialistic lifestyle, our mind is completely taken over. Senses have completely taken over the mind and mind is controlling the intelligence. Indriyanam hi charatam yanmano anuvidhiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayur navam vivambasi. This is total ulta hierarchy. But a sadhaka's hierarchy is, the more he progresses, he tries to subdue the mind through the intelligence. Which means he tries to conquer the vasanas, the pushing of the vasanas through his shraddha, which he has gained through the intelligence. When he is applying the intelligence to the scriptures. But slowly, slowly, when he keeps subduing it and subduing it and subduing it and reaches the stage of bhava, then intelligence ka role khatam ho jata hai. Completely mind takes over. That is the stage of spontaneous devotional service. In the stage of spontaneous devotional service, there is no deliberation. There is no free will. Because free will means, exercising free will means you are acting according to a value system. At the stage of bhava and prema, no one is acting according to a value system. They are acting according to spontaneous emotions. Just like a materialist is acting according to spontaneous emotions. Instinctive. He is acting based on instincts, materialist. And acting on the platform of instincts is not non-excess, it's not on the platform of free will. The platform of free will comes, as we discussed last time, only if there is a value system. If you are just acting on the platform of raga and dvesha, it is not free will. Sadrisham cheshtate svasya prakrite jnanavanapi prakritim yanti bhutani nigrahakim karishyati. You are just pushed by the modes. Where is your free will? Free will means when you are choosing to act on the platform of right and wrong. Even though there may be a push to act on the platform of likes and dislikes. So, sadhaka ka star pe hi, ye jo exercising free will ka question aata hai. Bhav aur sadhya bhakti ka star pe, again the person acts completely based on his instincts. There is no deliberation. There is no consideration of free will there. Because his instincts have become completely purified. The need for free will is when you have impure instincts and you have a pure value system. So then you try to subdue your impure instincts by taking strength from pure value system. But when your instincts are completely purified, they need not be curtailed. They can be let loose. So, a materialist acts on the platform of mind. A sadhaka acts on the platform of intelligence, tries to. Again, a siddha, one who reaches the stage of bhava and prema, again acts on the platform of mind. Purified mind. There is no need for a value system there. There is no need to evaluate is it anukul to bhakti or not.
So that mind is spiritual mind. That's not a material mind.
That is not material mind.
So Krishna says in 7th chapter, these are all like my inferior energies. So is it referring to material mind?
So yeah, see, mind itself, abhi, mind ek hard drive jaisa hai. उसमें आप सब मूवीज पोर्नोग्राफी ये सब डाल के रखेगा तो मेटीरियल है. उसको सब निकाल के पूरा लेक्चर्स कीर्तन डाल के रखेगा तो स्पिरिचुअल है. माइंड इन इटसेल्फ इज लाइक अ
बट इट्स अ पार्ट ऑफ अ सोल. सोल्स इनर्ट पार्ट. व्हेन द सोल कम्स फ्रॉम द वेयरएवर इट कम्स ब्रिंग्स विद द माइंड और मेटल नेचर अवॉर्ड्स द माइंड टू हिम. दिस because Krishna says there are eight inferior energies.
See, mind itself means mind in the material world is endowed with vasanas. Without vasana, there is no mind in the material world. That is why defining the nature of mind in Bharat, in Jada Bharat, when describing to Rahuguna, he says vasanatma. He explains what is mind, defines mind. He says vasanatma, vishayoparakto. These are the nature of mind. Okay. So that material, because the living entity, the nitya baddha living entity is eternally living with a mind which is filled with the material impressions.
So similar for intelligence, spiritual intelligence.
Spiritual intelligence?
Similar like intelligence. Material intelligence.
Yeah, material intelligence. Like material intelligence means what? That which is subservient to mind.
It's the same question.
Like for example, a person wants to enjoy, and there are so many ways in which the intelligence works to enhance enjoyment. You know, invention of telephone, television, cell phones, all these inventions are by intelligence, but it is material intelligence which is subservient to mind.
Same question I asked you once in Vidya class, Adi Sanamu answer. Told that like we have this mind intelligence, these are part of this material world, material nature. It can be materialized, it can be spiritualized. But when the soul leaves the body, all this mind intelligence of this material world that remains in this world only, and soul goes to the spiritual world, and the soul itself have a mind intelligence.
Correct.
And that becomes fructified there. That is from the
spiritual body. Yeah. So when the one can carry the hard disk. But if one has deleted all the nonsense from the hard disk, and if he does not he has not put any positive things in the hard disk, then he leaves the hard disk behind and goes to Brahma Jyoti.
They don't carry the mind.
Yeah,
fructify the mind.
उसका कुछ use नहीं है. खाली खाली क्योंकि उसमें कुछ data नहीं है.
It's
there but in a completely non-functional way. But one may carry but if one has put spiritual data into it, then he carries it to the spiritual world. Like that. So at the stage of perfection, actually we are aspiring for acting on the platform of mind only.
So can we compare it just like we are doing Srila Prabhupada. We should say that Srila Prabhupada's body is spiritual body. So it was spiritualized body.
Correct.
Matter was there. The body was spiritualized. So this is for Krishna's service. Prabhupada went to spiritual world, he left his material body. Left his material body, he went.
Yeah, that is only for our.
But he left, we have samadhi on the things. We have samadhi on the things. Similarly, what he said, that material mind can be spiritualized. But when the soul leaves the spiritual world, he left that spiritualized mind only. And there you get the spiritual mind.
No. Because when he has reached the stage of bhava and prema, or just spiritual emotions, his awakening of his spiritual body and his service to the Supreme Lord in that body is all stored where? Mind only, na? So he carries it.
What is that mind? I miss that mind, what is that? The soul, it is 50%.
See, whether the point is whether the mind is material or spiritual is defined based on the content of that mind, the vasanas, vasanatma. So, what is that vasana?
I think we are thinking mind like an object, like a red bag and a black bag.
I am thinking in the verse, Bhumirapanadavayu. Bhinna Prakruti. So, what is that? Bhinna means what? Is this impressions? Or?
Impressions. Because you see, kam mano buddhi, mano buddhi ahankar, all three of them function in conjunction with vasanas. So, when the vasana is completely wiped out, then all three are non-functional. When you write spiritual impressions there, then all of them are spiritualized. You get a true ego, Jivaira Swarupai Krishna Nityadas, and then you have a spiritual intelligence which guides you in that direction. And you have a spiritual mind also, which has all favorable impressions of, Savai Mana Krishna Padaravinde or Vasham Sivai Kunta Gunan or Nani. It pushes you in that direction. As soon as Dhruva Maharaj saw, he wanted to kiss the lotus feet of the Lord. He wanted to embrace the lotus feet of the Lord with his hands. Like that. Yeah, in one sense it is that mind endowed with material vasanas is a product of Mahatattva. It just gives the sequence of creation, but these are all there already. Mind, intelligence, etc. endowed with the material vasanas is stored inside Mahatattva. Mahatattva is stored inside the bag of Pradhana. Abhi dekho, mera abhi ye bag hai. ये बैग के अंदर ये मेडिसिन बैग है, ये मेडिसिन बैग के अंदर एक स्ट्रिप ऑफ मेडिसिन है, वो स्ट्रिप के अंदर एक और मेडिसिन, मतलब तो ऐसा है. सो इट जस्ट कम्स आउट ऑफ महत्तत्व, इट इज नॉट जस्ट, इट इज नॉट लिटरली क्रिएटेड बाय महत्तत्व लाइक दैट. सो क्लियर इंटेलिजेंस. सो द पॉइंट इज Kriti Sadhya Bhavet Sadhya Bhavasa Sadhana Abhida. We are trying to engage our senses, being guided by the scriptures, scriptural intelligence, so that we can subdue our material mind and actually reach the stage of bhava, where we are acting only on the platform of mind, instincts. We say that human being only has the capacity to not act according to the instincts. But the perfection of human life is to act on the platform of instincts only. Completely instinctive. But that is not animal instinct. Material life is animal instinct. Instinct itself is not bad. These are divine instinct, and you want to know how one is completely acting on the instinctive platform. You will read. No usage of intelligence, no scriptural logic, complete instinct. Now we are going to read, of course this we will read in the next chapter, when we read about Asakti and Bhava, but nevertheless I will read a preview from this Madhurya Kadambini. He says, this is about Asakti.
When you say complete instinct, more than the mind, better to say that we act on the platform of senses, because senses automatically attract to the sense object.
Yeah, so you can say. You can say. Abhi, o stage ke baare mein, abhi hum padhne wale hain. Asakti. Asakti means almost us bhavak astar pe pahunch hi gaye. So, unka dinacharya. A peep into the life of a person who has reached the stage of asakti. What is it to live a life which is completely driven by instincts?
The bhava aspiration.
Almost. Asakti is almost there. Early in the morning, seeing another devotee, he will begin talking. Where are you coming from? You have a shalagram shila in a nice case hanging from your neck. Your tongue is quivering every moment from tasting the nectar of Krishna's name. As you chant softly, quivering. Seeing you like this, I feel overwhelming joy. Tell me what holy places you have visited and describe all the great saintly souls you have met. What realizations have you had and what realization have you bestowed to others? Like that. In this way, he will spend some time drinking nectar in intimate conversation. Elsewhere, seeing a devotee with an attractive book under his arm, he will say, by your extraordinary presence, I can guess that you are very learned. Please recite it for me. Bring to life by your shower of nectarian explanation just one verse of the 10th canto, which is like a chataki bird waiting for raindrops. Hearing the explanation, his body hairs stand on end. Instinct. Going elsewhere, he will say, oh, just today my life will be successful, for this gathering of devotees will immediately destroy all my sins. Thinking in this way, he will pay repeated obeisances on the earth, again and again. Being honored with affection by the most learned and advanced devotee, the crown jewel of the assembly, he will sit before him in humble crouched posture and beg from him with tears in his eyes while holding his pulse. O Master, you are the remedy for the material disease afflicting the three worlds. I am the most fallen and depraved person. Please diagnose my malady and advise me what medicine and food to take. By that miracle drug, restore me to proper health. Like this he questions. Yeh sab planned nahi hai. Chalte chalte. Overjoyed with the devotee's glance of mercy and his trickling nectar of sweet words, he will stay for some time to serve his lotus feet. Sometimes, wandering by a lake or in the forest, observing the movements of the animals and birds, he will intuitively interpret them as signs of mercy or punishment of Krishna upon himself. A konsa scriptural logic. So he will think, if Krishna is showing mercy to me, then let the antelope in the distance come towards me 3 or 4 steps. He will think, if Krishna shows mercy to me, if Krishna is merciful to me, the antelope will come towards me. If he does not come, then Krishna is, I am bereft of Krishna's mercy. Now, antelope or Krishna ka kya sambandh hai? If he is not showing mercy, the antelope will turn away. Seeing a small boy playing on the outskirts of a village, he will be reminded of the child saint Sanaka and will inquire from the boy. He will go to the boy and ask, will I see Vrajendra Kumar? The boy will say, no. Bachcha hai, kya bole? Hearing that simple syllable, he will deliberate on whether to take the answer at face value or seek a deeper meaning. वो नो सुन के उधर ही बैठ जाएगा, वो सोचेगा कि ये नो मतलब शुड आई लिटरली एक्सेप्ट नो दैट आई विल नेवर गेट टू सी कृष्णा, या इसके अंदर कुछ डीपर मीनिंग है क्या. लाइक दैट ही विल स्टार्ट डिलिबरेटिंग. मतलब इसमें कुछ, कोई तो एक बच्चा को जाके पूछा है विलाईसी ब्रजेंद्र कुमार, ही हैज टोल्ड नो, इसमें कुछ शास्त्रिक लॉजिक है क्या. Remaining in his house like a miserly merchant greedy for treasure with a worn face, he will be absorbed in thought all day while dreaming, standing and sitting. Where am I going? What am I doing? By what means will I get my hands on my desired object? When asked what is the matter, log unko dekh ke puchhenge, are aapko kya ho gaya, bahut aise log kya bolte hain, you seem completely lost, are you lamenting for something, are you okay. He will sometimes act like a mute, usko answer hi nahi karega. At other times he will feign normality, he says, I'm fine. His friends will apologize, unka friends bolenge, are banda to he was all right before but now his intelligence has become covered. His unacquainted neighbors will conclude, oh, he must have been an idiot by birth. The followers of Vedic ritual will consider him stupid. The adherents of impersonal Brahman will consider him disillusioned. The followers of pious activities will say he is fallen. The non-devotees will say, he must have amassed some great treasure, isliye wo aisa behave kar raha hai. And the offenders will say that he is just pretending. He is a natak kar raha hai. In this way others will judge him. But the devotee, far from considerations of respect and disrespect, having fallen into the current of the great celestial river of Asakti, will simply continue his attempts to come closer to the Lord. So, this is instinct. Completely acting on the platform of instinct. But these instincts are purified instincts. And they may many times defy common sense logic. And many times they may defy scriptural logic also. Like gopis worshipping Katyayani Devi. It defies scriptural logic. Bhakti logic. Prithu Maharaj performing severe austerities to enhance his bhakti defies bhakti logic. But these are all born from prema. So therefore it is mentioned Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyehena Mujaya. It is not possible to understand the nature of these pure Vaishnavas purely based on our our common sense logic, or even using our Vaidhi sadhana scriptural logic ke hisab se bhi unko samajh nahi payenge.
These instincts, if we see something with such symptoms, and at the same time we are staying in a community, so obviously when we see that, okay, at my personal initial level, I may say like this, oh yes, I am not able to understand, so let me don't offer it. At the same time, I don't have unnecessary way to poke into this, but in a community when someone is like this, and if it is visible, because if the instincts are, such instincts can be repetitive also.
Repetitive instincts,
if it is advancing more and more, these instincts may be repetitive. If it is repetitive, then within a day it may be repetitive, or within, if it is repetitive, instincts are visible. So So it may be
misunderstood.
Misunderstood at the same time, community may, wherein, when such a large community where people are staying, it may affect them also. Because many people may not understand.
Correct.
So in that case, what the role of the leader should be to deal with such people?
See, one thing is education. Gradually, when people are educated, ultimately education is compulsory. That is why Srila Vishnacharya Thakur writes about Rupa Goswami. Bhakti purvai shritastam tu rasam pashyet yadattadi tam naomi satatam rupa nama priyajanam harehe. He says, there are many, many devotees who have perfected their life of bhakti. They have achieved prema and gone back home back to Godhead. But my special respect is to Rupa Goswami. Why? Because of Rupa Goswami, even a sadhaka is able to understand what a perfected devotee is going through. Because he has explained the science of rasa through his books like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjal Nilamani, like that. When one is educated, when one reaches the stage of bhava and prema, they will automatically experience these rasas. But one need not wait till reaching bhava and prema to understand them. One can understand them even before, at least theoretically. We have not realized Krishna, but we are trying to understand Krishna. So similarly, we may not have realized the stage of bhava and prema, but there is scope for understanding, which means when one is undergoing that stage, at least we can understand that maybe this seems something like the symptoms that I have read in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And before Rupa Goswami, in no other Vaishnava Sampradaya, the science of rasa has been presented in such a scientific, systematic way that a common devotee can understand. So a common devotee has to wait till he reaches that stage to experience it. But till he reaches that, there is no scope of understanding it. That is the genius of Rupa Goswami. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapidam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He understood perfectly the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very briefly explained to him about this nature of rasa. At least it is very briefly
mentioned
in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He must have probably definitely spoken more, because for days together they were discussing. Right?
10 days.
नहीं दशाश्वमेध घाट में
रूप गोस्वामी जो है अलाहाबाद में जो है
रूप गोस्वामी और चैतन्य महाप्रभु का मीटिंग टू प्लेस फॉर हाउ लॉन्ग
ज्यादा देखो व्हाइल गोइंग टू
वृंदावन
10 days
2 months फॉर सनातन
हां टू सनातन गोस्वामी 2 months रूप गोस्वामी 10 days ऑफ कोर्स सनातन गोस्वामी वाज रूप गोस्वामी गुरु आल्सो सो यू मस्ट हैव लर्नड a lot from Sanatana Goswami also. But
to say 10 days is quite high.
10 days is long time, you know. And for someone who is a Nitya Siddha and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is explaining. So in a moment, you know, everything can be transferred, but still 10 days. So that is why in a community, if a community is gradually educated, then they can get the eyes to see. They can at least understand theoretically the symptoms of advancement and respect accordingly. See, ultimately a community is supposed to create such people.
Correct.
You can't expect in a community everyone will remain a Vaidhisadaka only. Someone who is practicing nicely, the success of that community is when more and more people enter into this realm. That is the success of a community actually.
But it is said that those who really have that power, they would always hide it.
Not always, bro. It is not always possible.
Okay, but we'll just take it from there. So how do we judge? How are we are judgmental? Like what Anand Prem says that, you know, how do we know? Our judgment says that, no, this person is thoda exaggerate kar raha hai, thoda pretend kar raha hai.
इसलिए reliable symptoms of bhava are mentioned.
That's education. Reliable, see, what is reliable? Somebody is spontaneously talking about, you know, Krishna and the morning also is, people feel very strange, you know, because according to like community common etiquette, it is not proper to behave like that. Like, you know, because if someone really has got that, that person will feel, oh, if I behave like this, people will. Is it by instinct or is it coming from to another level? Is it something sentimental? Someone is thinking that I am very advanced.
That's why Prabhuji, that is why Prabhu Goswami says, nine symptoms which are reliable symptoms. Kshantir, such a person will have tremendous tolerance. Avyartha kalatvam, he will not waste a single minute. Mana shunyata, he will have absolute humility. Which means he himself will not consider it, he will not consider himself very advanced. Kshantir, avyartha kalatvam, mana shunyata, namagani sada ruchi.
What do you mean by absolute humility in this context? In this, all other things are there. What do you mean by absolute humility?
Absolute humility means he may not consider himself as a very advanced person. But he may be acting on a very advanced level.
But if you say something which logically says that you should do this, but the person doesn't behave, I mean, he's not very obedient to that. He'll still do the way what he thinks is right. So will you say it as...
Prabhuji, that depends on whether the person has accepted the other person as an authority. That does not mean that a person at the stage of bhava will do anything which anyone tells him. It is not like that.
When someone is very adamant about what I say, this is the only right thing. So that aspect also is there. Another aspect is about all the bhava is also there. So when you say absolute humility, I immediately stopped you. Okay, how do we say that? So, well, because this is not there, then I will be little reserved about labeling that person as instinct or spontaneous.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know. But again, like you have to look for the other symptoms. If because humility is little internal, may not be, we cannot judge. But if there is namagani sadaruchi, always a taste for chanting, and Asha Bandha, a full faith that I will attain Krishna, that trust is there, and Samutkanta, eagerness to serve, eagerness to achieve Krishna, and Asaktistad Gunakyane, wherever Krishna Katha is going on, there is a great eagerness to hear, and Pritistad Vasatistale, there is a great desire to stay in places where Krishna has performed his pastimes. So these are like very reliable symptoms of bhava. So which means for a sadhaka, when he sees these symptoms, at least he can give a benefit of doubt. Maybe
on the safe side.
But one who is on the platform of bhava, he can come and say, hey, platform of bhava. Like when Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj was going through apparent physical problems, everyone was going to doctors and vaidyas and apparently became unconscious. and incidentally over time pe Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj happened to be there. He just came, he saw, and he took a small strand of cotton, took near the nose of Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, saw the other symptoms. He just started laughing and he said, Bhava, Bhava, and then just walked away. Just while walking, he just passed. This says Swami Maharaj has given everything. Prabhupada. So,
it takes one to know one.
It takes one to know one. But even one may not have reached that stage, but at least ये symptoms थोड़ा दिख रहा है तो एटलीस्ट हम उनको बेनिफिट ऑफ डाउट दे सकते हैं.
सो यू व्हाट इज दिस वर्ड प्योर डिवोटी सिंड्रोम
पीडीएस
पीडीएस सो हाउ विल यू डिफाइन दैट
प्योर डिवोटी सिंड्रोम मे I mean, it's not a Shastric terminology.
But
so the one who coined it.
But it is a realistic existence.
It is a reality, definitely.
So,
usme kya hai? Wo pure devotee syndrome over a period of time will not be sustainable. That person will fall victim to mental illness. He may fall victim to mental illness due to that. Because he may just avoid all devotee association because, oh, he is not a pure devotee, he is not a pure devotee, he is not a pure devotee. And eventually he may succumb to emotional vacuum because there is a need of soul for camaraderie. So, it is a real thing. It happens in a community. It could happen in the Brahmachari ashram also. So, and it is not sustainable in the long run, and that lack of vacuum, lack of that camaraderie and that emotional vacuum may actually pull him in an immoral direction also. So what? And pure devotee syndrome is not always born out of an ill intent. It may be a genuine desire to progress, but then when it becomes unguided and fanatic, then it leads to eventually mental illness actually. So, pure devotee syndrome is a real thing, and in devotional communities you do get to see people who are going through this. But in them, you may not necessarily in a consistent way over a long period of time see these 9 symptoms. Especially humility may not be there, they may be too judgmental about others. Are you a pure devotee, which means po nahi hoga, hard hearted. Because if it is really pure devotional progress, it will make the heart soft. But if one is practicing severe austerities and trying to be like that, it will make the heart hard. So, hard means pride in one's own practice and a condescending attitude towards others' lack of practice. That is hard-heartedness. So, therefore, it could be, and he wants to always show off that he is actually very advanced. But in some cases, it may be natural also. It's not that the person is trying to show off. So, these are all a pure devotee. So, therefore, this pure devotee syndrome is also a real thing. Which a society has to face. But having said that, the success of a vibrant Krishna conscious society is when we see more and more devotees entering actually into the realm of Ruchi, ఆసక్తి భావాన్ని ప్రేమ. సో దట్ ఈస్ ద సక్సెస్ ఆఫ్ సొసైటీ. బట్ దట్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ ఇఫ్ దెర్ ఇస్ ట్రైనింగ్, ఎడ్యుకేషన్, వేర్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ అబౌట్ యునో హయర్ స్టేజెస్ ఆల్సో. యూ మే నాట్ రియలైజ్ దెమ్, అట్లీస్ట్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ షుడ్ బి దేర్. లైక్ ది సిమ్టమ్స్ ఆఫ్ భావ, ఈ స్టడీ ఇట్ విదిన్ ది ఫస్ట్ 19 చాప్టర్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత ఆఫ్ నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ డివోషన్ అంటే ఇట్స్ దేర్ విదిన్ భక్తి శాస్త్రి సిలబస్. బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఇంటర్నలైజ్ ఇట్, గో ట్రై టు గో డీప్ అండ్ అండర్స్టాండ్, దెన్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సీన్ ఇన్ సమ్ ఇన్ సచ్ అ పర్సన్, విల్ నాట్ నెసెసర్లీ బికమ్ వెరీ జడ్జ్మెంటల్. వీ కెన్ అట్లీస్ట్ గివ్ సమ్ బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ డౌట్ టు సచ్ అ పర్సన్.
Yeah, I know the tendency is why should we be committing offense for? This will happen only when we think, oh, we become judgmental. Why not give benefit of doubt? Who knows? You know, person is advanced. But because we have his knowledge about that, it's not so cheap.
Correct.
And if it is really there, that person usually nahi karte. I was reading now. Bhagavad-gita 18th chapter, it said that those who are very pure in their heart, they have purified everything, they are fixed in it, still they would not give up their prescribed duties as even a sannyasi. So that he should not become proud, so better that he starts acting it, even if he is he says that he'll perform Viva Samskara. Viva Samskara, he has nothing to do with Viva Samskara.
Yes.
But he does it because it is a spiritual welfare to others.
Yes.
So, for others' welfare work, he will do it. Even though for him, there is no need to do it.
These are generic principles, bro. General. But there could be exceptions.
Can you suggest, for example, Bharat Maharaj? Bharat Maharaj used to perform sacrifices. He was a pure devotee.
But he had a responsibility towards,
as a king,
he had a responsibility, but not everyone may have that responsibility. So like Baldev Bhushan talks about three categories of people: sanishta, parinishtita, nirapeksha. Sanishta bhakta means one who is materially attached, mixed devotee. उसको उसके लिए पक्का वो अर्णाहम ड्यूटीज करना ही चाहिए. जो परिनिष्ठित है, ही हैज नॉट येट रीच द स्टेज ऑफ परफेक्शन, सो इवन दो ही इज नॉट गेनिंग एनी बेनिफिट बाय परफॉर्मिंग अर्णाश्रम ड्यूटीज, बट स्टिल टू सेट द राइट एग्जाम्पल ही हैज टू डू. बट द निरपेक्ष डिवोटीज they can't, because avyartha kalatvam, every moment they want to spend in Krishna's service, so they can't actually. So the point is, there could be people at that platform, but as you said, it could be a classic case of pure devotee syndrome also. Therefore, we have to see it from the symptoms as described in the scriptures. Evaluate whether these symptoms are there or not. So if they are there, it could be, maybe. And if we are not able to handle them, then maybe send them to a competent advanced devotee who may understand, empathize with that level of advancement. and let them handle.
Like that.
So this is reality, and we have to face this reality that eventually sincere practitioners would reach such elevated stages. We as a society have to be ready for it. We can't hope that everyone will stay either as a Kanishta or Madhyamadhikari only. So this, one of the ways of getting ready for this is actually to ourselves become educated about the symptoms of these higher stages, so that at least we can give them the benefit of doubt. Like that.
You know, our culture is to respect everyone.
Correct.
So in that sense, obviously we will not. But then still, there is something in the heart which will not agree for you to respect that. You know, you may, okay, you may be a little indifferent, but in your heart you will not show that respect, because you suspect that this is not. Hope it's not an offense, because then otherwise, cultured community, like when she was Devanand Pandit was giving class and she was started going into ecstasy, and his followers just picked him up and they thought it was a nuisance.
Correct.
Otherwise it can be an offense if you don't know.
Correct.
Who is what? So that fear also.
That is why. Srila Vishnachakaya Thakur glorifies Rupa Goswami.
He has given
the eyes for even sadhakas to see the position of exalted devotees. So which means, when can sadhakas see the position of exalted devotees? If they go deep into Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When they understand Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, then one can see, this could be a case. And then they'll see, but this is possible either if one is at the stage of bhava or one is at the stage of rajogun. Activity to same. So then let me look out for the reliable symptoms. Shantir, avyakta kalatvam, mana shunyata, samutkanta. So ye sab hai kya? So then, actually Rupa Goswami does not just quote these qualities. He explains what these qualities are. Ek quality ko explain karte hain.
In that book of 26
Prabhupada himself never showed any that. We don't expect anyone to. You are very nicely saying that everyone is going to be there. It is very nice. That's the success of our vibrant community. But our understanding also is that not necessary it should be there. But still we know a person is very advanced.
It is not. From Gorgon Maharaj's life, you can see many times at some stage it became impossible for him, and Abibi, I am hearing this from very bona fide sources about Radha Govind Swami Maharaj also. From his trusted disciples, not everyone gets access. That certain things which are
Bhakti
Tirtha Swami Maharaj.
He showed that during his class. Excruciating pain was.
Yeah. Literally, I was there in one of the last darshans that he gave in Gitanagari. I was there. And he was started crying very.
Crying, sometimes laughing.
Laughing, crying, and. So.
That song, just the last part of Jai Jai Radhe Jai Swami Sri Krishna.
What time we went?
He was crying. First time I hear that song again, okay, BTA. Somebody put that video. I started crying and I came around. Suddenly it's a shock. The way he was crying.
I think there is one example of, but it is not necessarily external. Sometimes if external nothing is there, still a person can detect. I don't know if this is what I heard. Jayadeep Maharaj had gone to see one lady in the hospital. She was in a state of semi. He just went there and within few seconds he said, she is fixed. So just seeing that, he could make out that she is very fixed. That is also some type of vision. Our external eyes, just like any other patient, you know, he is in this state. My state of consciousness kya. He said, no, she is very fixed.
Fixed.
Who said?
Jayadeep Chandra.
And he didn't spend much time, he said. There's nothing for me to do anything. No? She is fixed. Hey, what's like?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you can. So this and Bhaktirasam Sindhu does not say that a person will always be able to hide. Actually, he wants to hide, but he will not always be successful in accomplishing it. The symptoms.
Prabhupada
also many times he could not.
Became very choked up.
Choked up, yeah.
But as I can say, Miracles of 26 Seconds, Mukund Maharaj used the example of two persons in San Francisco. They came back and then.
They were fakes. They were actually
but
fakes.
Duty were bewildered, whether they are real or not. When they ask Prabhupada, just kick them.
Just kick them on. Oh, kutta ke saath aaya wo. What's the thing? And it was just a complete, fake thing. You be a normal person also can, you know, make that out like that. So therefore, gradual education is important, at least on the basic things. Then it is possible for them to accept that in future, then they will see that as success of community. So Bhaktirasam Sindhu mein aage ka star bhi hota hai kya kisi mein? Otherwise, everyone will start thinking that. अरे अनर्थ निवृत्ति के आगे कोई जाता है क्या? कोई गया है क्या? मतलब आपको एग्जाम्पल्स चाहिए ना. So, if those who have been from the beginning of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, Maharaj actually addresses this, Shivaram Swami Maharaj, that we as a community has to get ready. We have to get ready because we want people to become successful, and we have to. So, and when people will definitely become successful.
Yeah, when you see people's life, the way they have lived their life for several years, decades, and open life, no private life at all, and we wonder why they are not reached. Obviously, they must have reached.
You read Ladini Mataji, Ladini Mataji's life and her personal diaries. You read what she has written. It is amazing. Bhaktidetta Maharaj, in the foreword to that book, he writes, I saw the following qualities in Ladini Devi Dasi. He wrote Shantir, Avyakta Kalatvam. Namagane Sadaruji. He writes in the foreword of that book. And you see these poems and all she wrote for Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani. It was not published. It was all her private thing that she would write it and keep it with herself. After she passed away, people found that out, removed it, and Yamuna Mataji wrote those poems in that legacy of love book. It was printed.
Her book is there.
Yeah. Matlab, these were such genuine prayers which normal sadhaka cannot write such poems. The kind of relationship that she had with Jagannath ji was not a sadhaka's relationship. at least you can 100% tell.
The dramatic show.
Maharaj wrote a name in between one of the class, Kartik Yatra. He was saying about these qualities, no? Like eagerness, gratitude.
Ah. Yeah, first time she came to Vrindavan.
He brought out for simplicity. Simplicity, he said that whenever Ladini is to go on Parikrama, Gokul Mahavanshi would go and she would shoot.
She would just literally embrace.
Krishna was tied here.
Yeah, she came only once and
left. Only once she came.
But she would feel, she would feel that out of all the places in the world I am here. Krishna was tied here. I mean, this type of feelings to feel that, you know, feel that how come? He said that is simplicity. He put that as simplicity. A person's simplicity nature will behave like this, you know.
Not just
Krishna's idea.
Well, this, literally, it was the realization actually. She would literally embrace the trees. Embrace the trees. Knowing that all these trees were witness to Krishna's first time.
Something like that, yeah. She would embrace and feel so much, how I'm here. Because she was sent, she's not leveled. She's not leveled. She has not watched my.
Asakti stad manasitale. When there's so much attraction.
Preeti stad vasatistale.
That's so much love. He brought her this for simplicity.
Simplicity.
I was thinking, what, how do you define simplicity? Not definitely simplicity means no duplicity.
Simple faith.
That is a definition of simplicity. No duplicity. But here you are saying that in her case, he said she was simple. Simple heart means they behave like this.
So yeah, matlab this is one. Matlab such early in our moment we had
Yamuna
Mataji. And contemporary isme you can see. Shyam Sundari Mataji, Dhyama Mataji's daughter, Umka, you read, it's really, matlab, ordinary people cannot be like that.
That even Stoka Krishna, what he was expressing was not something ordinary.
Which I don't know much.
I don't know. At least I was witnessing in the hospital, he was there in the temple. Have you seen ever in his face any type of distress?
So this is actually
Maharaj mentions in the Bhakti, he said Bhakti Tir Swami Maharaj, he also
Stoka Krishna.
Bring out Stoka Krishna's name after mentioning Bhakti Tir Maharaj. It's not an ordinary thing. I mean, it is difficult.
So this is.
I notice only that not a tinge of distress, bibiusnik, moroseness, complaining or dejection or company. Company, you go. From his heart, he's.
So this is. The proof that the process actually works. And Bhaktivedanta atmosphere itself is such. Always your Prabhupada chanting. Such a wonderful experience actually. I mean this is proof and actually one has to, because in perfected devotees, there will be people, there will be devotees like Gadadhar Pandit, subdued, there will be devotees like Pundarik Vidyanidhi, boisterous, there will be devotees like the associates of Nityananda Prabhu, Minaketan Ramdas, jumping on people's shoulders and, you know, so there is no stereotyped behavior patterns. For those who have achieved perfection. But the reliable symptoms are there. You can look for, we can look out for that.
You know that thing what Vigyan Maharaj told us?
Stokrishna Prabhu?
Maharaj went to, you know how it was, Maharaj is telling us, look at where in here. You go and so many times will come, yes Maharaj, I want to go. But he not go. Then one day Maharaj, so he said Maharaj, this was must be before, he said Maharaj, why for me like this? So now what will you think if he says like that?
Why am I suffering from cancer?
And so that is the natural answer, right? You think that. But he started speaking so early in my life. I had association of devotees. I had a chance to serve you. I know Prabhupada, so many devotees. Why this had happened to me?
Maharaj, so many times he has repeated this actually.
He's saying like this. Now who would think, anyone who say that, why this means some answer, Maharaj, why Maharaj? I want to live here. Yes. I want to stay in my yard. 6-month-old daughter.
Yeah, very young.
When the disease was detected, his wife was pregnant.
And then she delivered. Not 6 months, it must be less than that.
But then last days now, Maharaj was very clear, he said she should not come.
Yeah.
Told her that she should not go to meeting. She should not be there. He should be just, he was in the temple, no? He left. Which year was it? I don't know. Which year? Anyone knows?
Must have been 2005 or something like that. Same year, huh?
And I had never seen Gauranga Prabhu crying like this. I don't know what relationship he had with him. So he was sobbing, you know. Gauranga Prabhu. He was literally sobbing. So now I'm from faith, now I don't care. And I know he's also very sensitive. But so Krishna Prabhu could have me, he was sobbing like it.
True, he is very, very soft.
Otherwise, I'll be too
rich. Nay, that is. When it comes to. He may have his external life. But
he's my boss, I know.
But he has tremendous concern for devotees.
Throughout, he was there right from. Right from the time he passed away, giving him bath, dressing him, funeral, lighting the fire, till everything turned, he was continuously was there present. You can ask him, maybe he can actually ask him.
They were good friends.
Maybe, I don't notice much. Brahmachari Ashram, mein kaun kiska kya hai, humko nahi pata chalta. But he was so good. But anyway, so Krishna Prabhupada, I'm personally
looking. How many months he was there?
Must be in temple.
Hey, months, no, years.
No. For during last time.
Temple, it must be 3-4 weeks that Afna, temple. After we decided that hospital, now he should go to the temple. They will take care of him in the temple. But very strange. I know that day. I can't forget that a day he came to the hospital saying that there is a pain or I know. I mean, pain or a cone cat. I got admitted, he was just sitting, going around walking, but there was a pain or I. So he was admitted. Either pain or I cone, they came to the school, no surgeon, orthopedic surgeon. But the way they saw something here, they thought this is tuberculosis. So they started treating for it. Infection, coinus was there.
Correct.
One day, then they went to remove the gland, Hindu Jama. So, I opened up to see, immediately said, close it, no, this is not infection. And then, very soon, feel that I had chest fire. So, very soon, I saw that his leg started becoming weak. He could not move his leg.
he was completely paralyzed. He did not want to do his path. So, disease progresses sometimes. But the day he admitted, he was asked to take round.
Oh, Soka is admitted. So, Soka.
Hey, Soka, I'm getting pain here. We are joking, laughing. And, okay, some pain. His wife was working in DRC. So, DRC, he was in DRC first because his wife was in DRC. So, DRC mein kiya wo pain kam nahi ho gaya to idhar aaya. His idhar se phir suspected to go to Hinduja. Then he admitted in Hinduja. Then from Hinduja, he was brought back to. After everything was diagnosed and nothing more, in hospital. And in hospital, one time they decided, now he should. I think devotees decided that you send him there, we will take care of him. So this is one brahmachari who left his body in the
temple,
all nicely. One room was kept for him. Then the devotees constantly reading this. And the mother was very disappointed.
You can say Maharaj was very. This about his own disciple.
He was talking about him. I didn't see Maharaj. You know, you should have seen the day Gaurangpur was like Maharaj. No sadness, nothing. It was joyful. Sure it was that. You know that going into.
Maharaj, he was on his attention towards Srinivasan forest. So
he took him there.
He took him to Parigrama of
the Nandi. He took him there. Soka.
So they explained that at every spot.
Nanda Maharaj is waiting for you.
Yashodama
is waiting for you. He took him on a stretcher. He came for one Vyas Puja on a stretcher. Soka Krishna, and he gave his offering. Vyas Puja was in
Parasmidan.
So one, he was there for one Vyas Puja. Only one. Because he can't live for so long. So one Vyas Puja was there. He was brought on a stretcher. And stretcher only he gave off. So I don't remember what he said, but it was very.
Last week is a temple president.
Shikshashtakam.
Shikshashtakam. Because Soka Krishna Prabhu used to stitch buttons of every all brahmacharis. Tumka death bed mein soye aur ye samne ke tumne ek button lega. Bole ye button stitch kar deta.
Beads for everything. Chanting which he used to do. Jiska which priest toot jata tha. You know that drama what Gaurangpur mentioned earlier? I and Gaurangpur will be
with.
Who was Saraswati in that? Remember behind in the dressing room, Soka Krishna carrying the blouse and asking my wife, Mataji, how to wear this?
Wow,
That is it. So simple. Because as Brahmachari did Saraswati. Anyway, I'll take one more minute. I will, because I should not. I'm very happy to know the standards were so high that time. In this drama, Saraswati's role was supposed to be done by one lady. Maybe she was 16. So Gaurav Prabhu said no. If I'm acting in the drama, there cannot be any ladies. So then we selected a 12-year-old. So then Sanat Kumar Prabhu called me. Gaurav Prabhu also was there. ये क्या कर रहे सब? मैं क्या हो गया? बोल रहा हूँ कि ड्रामा करेंगे तो कोई माता जी नहीं होना चाहिए. 12 साल की लड़की है, 12 साल की लड़की है, इसलिए बोल रहा हूँ. तू ज्यादा ये ना कर, बोल रहा हूँ. लेकिन सीन में वे लोग है ही नहीं है. कभी गौरांग और सरस्वती आती हैं क्या केशव कश्मीर केस में? किसको करेगा ड्रामा सब सेट हो गया तो ये रोल के लिए लास्ट को लिया किसी मैंने करेगा What I want to tell all of you is standards are very high. So Brahmacharis, they gain respect when they also keep that high standard. But you don't keep that standard, you lose respect from Vrastas. Because Vrastas see Brahmacharis from their behavior. And you respect this, you are, it's a big, they are not inspired to hear your class.
You have to keep telling us.
That was something very,
that was very, so I was wondering, but that time the standards were so. And I was arguing. An argument time. So I called and she was really that girl was just 12. Bara Sarki is labeled wrong. The Bara Sarki Lurki is the most, she can be the most one who can disturb your mind and says, I saw an argument, I don't want. So now I appreciate that. I was arguing, but it's a great reward.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah. Sorry, Prabhupada. Take
away. Prabhu, this is the purpose of the discussion.
Something comes in my mind and it is going to be.